Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Mr. Mark Mayberry is here as well, ladies and gentlemen. He's the co-author, along with John Scriven, of a book called Building the Dream Workforce. He's an international speaker, seminar leader, and he's the president of the Mayberry Group, which he founded a number of years ago. He coaches individuals and companies in a number of different areas to help them put their best foot forward in the marketplace, to give them the maximum opportunity to be successful. But what I'm the most proud of is that he is our good friend. Mark Mayberry, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be here.
It's good to have you back, Mark, as always. So what's
you
on your mind?
You always make me feel welcome when you play Dire Straits as a lead-in. Mark Knopfler's always been one of my heroes, and tomorrow is a big day because his brand new CD comes out.
Is that right? I didn't know that.
Absolutely. Called Shangri-La.
He can play the guitar, boy. He's one of my favorites. I've got a CD of him and Chet Atkins playing together. Have you got that one?
I do. It's phenomenal.
It's incredible. What's the name of it? I've forgotten the title of that one, but it's...
Something about Next, Twin Next, or...
Yeah, something like that. It's a great CD of the late Chet Atkins, and, you know, that was one of my goals in life, was to play the guitar with Chet Atkins, and I never got to do that. I've got a few more goals in life, but that's one that got away from me.
That's top of the list, I guarantee you. Sometime I'll tell you about when I saw Knopfler and Chet Atkins in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right, I'd like to hear about that. Let's talk about small businesses. What do you got on your mind for our small businesses today?
Well... You know, there's so much turmoil going on, not only in the world, but certainly in the business world. And I've got a presentation called The Change Revolution. And believe me, if there's one talk that all of a sudden has gotten hot again, it's that, because there's so many changes going on in the workplace. But I think one of the changes that unfortunately has happened, Jim, that I'd like to talk about this morning is just doing business the right way. We've got the Enron scandals. It seems like one thing after another where business is being done improperly, and I think especially small business is a leader in making sure that business is done right.
You're talking about ethically, aren't you?
Ethically, absolutely. Ethically and just simply doing the right thing. Let me give you a couple of examples. My son and I were in Las Vegas last month, and we were waiting for a taxi cab, as you always seem to be doing in Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
And in front of us, a gentleman and his wife got in the taxi cab. Now, as you know, in Vegas, the bellman always wants to let you in the cab so you'll tip him a buck.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, I watched as this gentleman got in with his wife, and he handed the bellman a tip, and the bellman grabbed it, and he was coming back around the back of the cab to let my son and I get in our cab, and he looked down at the amount that the gentleman had given him, and it must have been a very large sum of money. I'm guessing at least a $20 bill.
Wow.
Which is a whole lot of money in order to put somebody in the taxi cab.
Right.
Now, the bellman did the right thing. Before that cab could pull away, he turned around, knocked on that gentleman's window, and asked him, "Did you mean to give me this much money?"
Wow.
Now, I would think most people would have just stuffed it in their pocket and hoped the guy didn't find out, though, he was too far along.
Well, or you know, it wouldn't surprise me in a place like Las Vegas, you got so many high rollers out there, that might not have, I would have thought that would have been that uncommon.
Well, maybe not, but for this bellman it was, because he did the right thing. He went back and made sure that's the tip that gentleman wanted to give him.
What happened?
The gentleman nodded his head yes, and he smiled, and away they went.
How about that?
But it was just kind of a heartwarming thing to see, number one, the guy would give that kind of a tip. This did not look like one of the high roller fancy people that comes out there that got
He probably looked like me, didn't he, Mark?
No, Jim, he was certainly not up to your stature. But it was just a case of watching somebody do business the right way. And I've got a very personal example. My wife and I went to the airport the other day, and she was going one direction, I was going the other, and we went to the Delta Crown room in order to just relax before our flights. And Lisa had left her power cord for her laptop at home. And so I let her, while we're sitting in the Crown room, use my power cord, which I, of course, very much needed for my trip. Well, my plane left before hers, so I head off to catch my airplane, and I get down to the gate, and the plane's about to take off, and my cell phone rings. Excuse me. And it's Lisa, who I had left my power cord strapped to her computer. And she did everything she could. She ran down the concourse, and I ran the other way so I could get that darn power cord, which I needed so desperately. But I think a lot of people in that situation, especially after being married as many years as we have, would have just said, well, heck, I need this power cord. I'll let him worry about it.
Yeah.
But Lisa did things the right way.
Well, the thing that I, the reason I think that small business owners, and I don't want to, I hate to hold us above other people because I don't, that may not sound the right, but I do think that there is a reason why that small business owners typically are, you'll find are pretty darn ethical. I'm just going to say it that way. And rather than say they're more ethical, I'm going to say that small business owners are very, very ethical. And that is because for most of us, it's our name over the door.
That's very true.
And whatever happens reflects directly on us. Because, you know, if you're the CEO of Coca-Cola, Mark, you know, does anybody really know who the new CEO of Coca-Cola is and how many, I mean, how many people know that? And if there is a problem, if there's something unethical that happens, I mean, you know, that guy rides off into the sunset with a golden parachute and you know, unless he does something really bad and he winds up in jail. But basically, and I don't mean to pick on Coca-Cola, it could be any company, but basically somebody else will come in and fill that slot. But there is nowhere to, for you and me to go in our small businesses. It lands on the buck stops on us.
It really does. I think the challenge there, though, I don't know where you put your definition of small business, but there's certainly most small businesses have more than one person working in them, and you have to make sure that you set the example so that everybody else in your organization knows this is the right way to do business.
Right. Yep. Yeah, and that's something that we all worry about when as small business owners who want to behave ethically, we want our company to be seen as an ethical company, is we worry that all of our employees may not be behaving as we should, and one of the ways to fix that is to tell them how you think they should behave in certain circumstances. And one of the ways to do that is to have meetings with these folks and to discuss these things. It's important to have ethical discussions with your employees, isn't it?
There's no doubt about that. And the whole thing is the culture. And when somebody comes brand new into an organization, what's the culture that they see around
right.
them? Well, that's up to the CEO, the owner, to establish and to communicate, as you're talking about.
Stand by, Mark. We're going to take a quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Mark Mayberry is our guest. He's the author of Building the Dream Workforce. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and Mark Mayberry is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and he's our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of Building the Dream Workforce. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have an occasion that you need someone to speak to a group about lots of different things, customer care, managing change, a number of different areas, be sure to check out Mark's website, which he's going to give us right now. Go ahead, Mark.
It is www.markmayberry.com.
All right. Tell us what we'll find when we get there.
Well, you're mainly going to find a list of the programs that I do. There's a short video clip so you could actually see me on stage.
Worth the trip right there.
I'm telling you. We're in the process of revamping, probably setting up a whole new website as I get ready to do some major new things in my business.
All right. Now, can we buy the book there?
You can, the best way to buy the book is call my 800 number, which is 800-394-6138.
All right,
setting up a shopper cart sometime next month. I'm getting together with the web guy.
Sounds good, and let me know when that happens.
I will.
Okay, we're talking about our employees, about helping them to understand that what our ethics, how our ethical quotient is, maybe is the way to say it, your EQ, your ethical quotient. You know, Mark, one of the things I found in my life is that, and I use the military analogy, and I did learn this in the military. If I wanted to find out what kind of a commander of a unit, how the commander of the unit behaved, all I had to do was talk to his or her privates.
Right.
If I could talk to the folks lower down, and however they behaved, if they had their cornflakes together, if they were squared away, then the commander was squared away. If they were not, then the commander wasn't. And I found that to be true in business as well. I found that in terms of ethics, the company, the corporate culture, as you mentioned earlier, will filter down whatever it is, good or bad. It'll filter down to all the folks, won't it?
Absolutely. And I wonder what. Jim, you and I growing up, I'm sure you're the same as I was. We never used to lock the door in a house.
Nope.
And,
or the cars.
My dad would leave the keys to the car in the ignition. But times have changed.
Yeah, that was a nice trip down memory lane, wasn't it?
I'm telling you. But things just aren't that way anymore, and it's a darn shame. And rather than throwing our hands up and saying, well, you know, this is just the way the world is today, I just wonder what can be done, you know, maybe starting with the small business people to bring that kind of integrity and the right way of doing things back.
Well, it takes small. I think small business owners have a little bit of an obligation, Mark. I think we can actually assume this obligation and say, okay, we know how to behave, and it is my name on the door. And I know that if I don't treat my customers well, never mind the fact that we know it's the right thing to do. You know, let's focus on another motivation. That's that if we don't treat people properly, they don't. You know, they got lots of other choices.
Isn't that the truth, Mark?
Back in those days, so you were talking about way back in the olden days, there weren't that many places that people could go and buy whatever it is that they wanted to buy in a community, in a market.
But today
they can buy things 1,000 ways from Sunday, counting the internet. And so they don't have to come back. And if we don't treat people well, they won't come back, and we don't get to keep our name up over the door as long as we'd like, because our business won't be in business very long.
Another part of that, Jim, is in order to get the best people working for you, you have to have that kind of culture in your organization to be that trustworthy organization. You bring somebody in great in a company that does business a little shady, they're going to jump out of there like crazy.
How much do you think the political environment today, how much do you think that influences our ethics? And here's what I'm saying. It seems that some political operatives think it's okay to say anything, and if they say it enough, even if it's not true, that people will believe it. Well, shouldn't there be some kind of repercussion from saying some of the things that these political operatives say on both sides of the aisle?
Well, absolutely. With the thing that happened with CBS recently, I mean, who knows who's really behind that? And really, especially on the political side, I think if anything else, Jim, that's one place where the finger pointing has become just paramount. I'm almost shaking in my boots to see what kind of last minute thing is going to come out that the media is going to grab.
Right.
Probably will sway the election one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
It's
not
a matter of what people stand for anymore. It's how can we point the finger at somebody else, and how can we catch them doing something wrong, and even if they haven't done anything wrong.
Well, another thing that I think that we can do is instead of trying to manipulate people, why don't we just try to serve them?
Yes.
Provide them with our beliefs, provide them with the best service, the best products we can, and which could be an idea, a political idea, or something you can open up, this, you know, wrapped up in a package.
Absolutely.
Why don't we, instead of, it seems to me that there's too much manipulating going on these days and not enough serving.
That's for sure. You've hit it right on the head there.
Well, what are we going to do about that? We got, in 30 seconds, Mark, tell us what we're going to do about that.
Well, I think everybody listening out there, the big thing is, take a deep look inside your own soul and the soul of your organization, and are you making sure that you're leading the example, being the leading example that you want to be within your organization? And just like you talked about earlier, that you're having these meetings so that your team members know where you stand and what will be the mode of operation for your organization.
Right. Well said, Mark. Good job today. Thank you very much. Give us your website one more time.
www.markmayberry.com or 800-394-6138.
Thanks, Mark. See you next time.
Thank you, Jim.
Mark Mayberry, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back. Quick break. I will be too in just a few minutes right after these messages. I'll be back with Lois Geller.
Oh, the universe. Oh, my.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.